Welcome to the My Mickey Podcast, where we explore the magic and wonder of Disney together. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the My Mickey Podcast with Nicole, Bridget, and Renee. Today we are chatting with Nicole, who just returned from a magical Disney Cruise Line sailing. Nicole, you and your family just returned from sailing on the Disney Magic, and we're so excited to hear all about it. Have you now completed all the ships?
I wish, no. Speaking of wish, we have the wish in August.
Oh, and that's the fifth, right?
Yeah. So we'll be good. But I was so excited to do the magic because our last sailing was the Wonder, and our family has discovered we love the original smaller ships. Mm-hmm. And I wish that the Wonder just had more East Coast sailings. It's so hard to do. So we were so happy to be able to take advantage and get on the Magic because it was just an amazing vacation.
And this was a 5-night sailing out of New Orleans, which is new. I have never sailed out of New Orleans. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it was great. So our school vacation week is in February. And so it just so happened that this sailing, you know, it was perfect. It was during our school vacation week. It was on the Magic, which we wanted to try. And the flights to New Orleans were infinitely cheaper than they were out of Port Canaveral. But I love New Orleans. I lived in Mississippi for a few years, and so we visited a lot. So I was excited to be back here. But, you know, our last sailing was out of San Diego, and I thought that port was really easily accessible. And same with this. There are a million things to do. There is great food in New Orleans. And then we stayed at one of Disney's preferred hotels. So we were able to take the DCL transport. So they got us right to the port. But where you're staying, your hotels, I mean, there are hotels where you could walk to the port. Our hotel, I think, was maybe 5 minutes from the port. So it was really quick. I mean, we could have done the rideshare or Uber probably for significantly less. But I like that we got boarding group 4. So we were one of the first ones on the ship. You know, we were taking advantage of the pool deck and cabanas and all of the food for hours while people were still getting on. So for us, you know, it was definitely money well spent. But I love New Orleans. I found it really convenient. It was easy to get through. And, you know, it's smaller. So it's not as, you know, we were the only cruise ship there. So sometimes when you're in Fort Lauderdale or Miami, there's multiple cruise ships and everybody's trying to get on. It was just the Magic there. And it was only, you know, our passengers who were getting on at the port.
Which 2 stops did you have? What ports of call did you do on this 5-night sailing?
So we had a Mexican sailing, which I was really excited about. So we had 2 stops. One was in Cozumel and the other was in Progreso. Our Cozumel day was kind of a bust. It was a red flag warning. So our excursion got canceled. But you know what? Oh. It was easy. You know, we've been there enough. So we just did a resort for the day and the kids were happy because they were swimming and sitting in the hot tub and the adults could eat and drink to their heart's content. And then we went back on the ship. But Progreso, I had never been to. And typically when we sail, we're a lazy family and we just like to park our butts and enjoy beach and sand. But here we went to Chichen Itza and we saw the Mayan ruins and it was phenomenal. And I was a little bit afraid that the kids weren't going to appreciate it. We went with my sister and my nieces and nephew. And so we had kiddos between ages 7 and 12 and they loved it and they did appreciate it. So it was really nice to see that. And then we went sea note swimming. So we were in the cave swimming in like the natural springs. So it was, it was just a great excursion. But what I liked because it was a 5-night sailing was that we also had the 2 days at sea. Because I always say, like, if you're doing the shorter sailings and you only have 1 day at sea, I always feel like there's not enough that we get to experience on the ship. And so this, I really feel like we got a good mix of we were able to enjoy the pool and the pool deck and even the adult only section. And the kids could do the kids club while still being able to enjoy all of the activities that were going on throughout the day.
So comparing to sailing on the Wonder, tell me a little bit about the Magic and kind of what are some of the things that you like the most about it?
Sure. So, you know, the Wonder, for anybody who sailed both, they know that the Wonder and the Magic are sister ships. So the layout is pretty much the same. So we knew it was a smaller ship, which means that it's easier to get around. There's fewer decks, which we loved. There are a few differences, though. So the main one for kiddos that like pool slides is that the Magic has the Aqua Dunk, which is the drop slide where you go out for a little bit. I mean, it's a quick slide, but you go out over the edge of the ship. I think the slide in total lasts like 7 seconds. But that is something that's new or, you know, exclusive to the Magic that isn't on the Wonder. And then, of course, you have all of the different themed lounges. So what I really liked was the Soul Cat Lounge because it was themed to Soul. So it was nice to see some of the newer Disney films incorporated onto the ship because I feel like sometimes you only get the older classics. Mm-hmm. So I really liked that. And then one of the biggest differences I would say was obviously other than the shows was the dining. Because we did have Rapunzel's Royal Table, which if you've done the Magic or the Wonder, you know that the dining is really immersive. And I think this is why I prefer the smaller ships to the bigger ships, or at least to the Dream or the Fantasy, because the dining, I feel like it's really, you're being entertained the entire time. And so at Rapunzel's Royal Table, you're celebrating the Lost Princess's birthday. And so she comes out, the ruffians are there, they're hilarious. Flynn comes out and, you know, he's smoldering with all the younger kiddos on board. You know, they have like this big parade and then your servers, all of the servers come out with the lanterns and they're walking throughout the, you know, as you look up, you see all of the lanterns from the movie there, but then the servers actually come out with lanterns that they're walking out throughout. So I really enjoyed that experience. Now on the Wonder, you would have Tiana's, which I thought was just as fabulous celebrating Mardi Gras. It's just that it was different. And I liked that. Animator's palette is still the same. So if you remember that, they have all of the animation that comes to life. We were on a 5-night sailing, so we didn't have where the kiddos draw the animation and it comes to life. They didn't do that on the sailing, but we did have some special surprises with the Drawn to Magic. Sorcerer Mickey came out at the end of that dining.
Oh, fun.
So the kids really enjoyed that. And then honestly, I think too, maybe it was like the last night and I was sad, but Sorcerer Mickey comes out and then all of the servers came out together. And so everybody was clapping and applauding them. And maybe there were some teary-eyed people in the room just because it was so nice. And you know, you become friends with your servers and they feel like family by the time that you finish sailing. So that was nice. And then the third dining experience was Lumiere's. So it had a very subtle Beauty and the Beast theme. There was a huge Beauty and the Beast mural in the back, but some smaller touches. So we really enjoyed the dining on this ship.
What are some of the extras that families can book or could do on this ship? I know that some of it's the same as the other ships, but did you experience anything additional?
Sure. So just like the other ships, if you were to sail, like the adults can do the mixology classes. They did have the wine tasting classes. I didn't do any of those. I did for the first time ever book myself a massage.
Yes. So good.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, but it was immediately followed by bingo.
Oh, that's so like you came down and went right back up, lady.
So like I went from like the ultimate relaxation. I was like, I'm going to go get myself a latte in the Cove Cafe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I could not be more at peace and zen. And then immediately I met my family in Fathoms for bingo. And I was like, well, that's gone. I was like, any sense of tranquility that I had is gone and out the window. But again, full service spa. So if you wanted to get facials, massages, anything like that, you know, you can do that on board. We always do the Bippity Boppity Boutique. So we did do that. And it was my daughter and my niece. And so they were so excited because my daughter has been trying to be Captain Minnie, our last three sailings. And they just either didn't have the costumes in stock or didn't have her size. So they did this time. So that was great. But the one thing that we did, and you can do this on other ships too. It's not exclusive to the Magic, but we just decided to do it this time. I think because I realized my daughter's going to be 12 soon and she'll be aged out of all of the princess experiences. So now I'm trying to get it all in. We did the Royal Court Tea. Have you guys ever done that?
No, mine are all big.
So at first I was kind of taken aback by the pricing and I was like, this better be worth it. And then literally the second they opened the doors and I was like, this was worth every penny. So if you have princess lovers, this was an exclusive, it was an hour and a half experience. But it's really like a show, and I wasn't expecting that. So they like open the doors to all of these princesses that are waiting in the atrium, and they really tell a story. And so our hostess was Chamomile, and then she went through, and then they had the chef come out, who very much reminded me of Chef Louis from Little Mermaid, even though it wasn't him. He was very much like that type of character. So they would sing songs. And then we had three princesses visit us. So we had Cinderella, Tiana, and Belle. And then each one talked to the group about like why tea was so special to them. But they came over and they brought like a three-tiered thing of all these different pastries and delicious desserts. And they brought over fabulous tea for the adults, and for the kiddos, their tea was the apple juice. But I will say they got like tons of stuff. They got their own personalized tea set. They got a crown. They got like a royal cape. They got a super cute little stuffy like of Gus Gus. And then at the end, you get your picture taken with all three princesses at once.
Oh, wow.
And then the next night in your stateroom was this beautiful like hardcover photo of your child and the princesses.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job of making the kiddos feel extremely special. And I was a little bit worried because I was like, oh, shoot, it's in the middle of the day. Fortunately, the weather wasn't great when we did it, so I didn't feel like we were missing a ton at the pool deck. But I was like, you know, you always have these grand ideas. You book everything in advance, yeah. But then you're on the ship and you're like, well, should I be doing this stuff or should I be enjoying everything else? But we really, really liked it. So we had a great time doing the royal court tea. If anybody is looking to add, you know, a special royal experience for their kiddos, I highly recommend
it. And it is kids only, right? Like grown-ups cannot go.
Yeah, sadly. No, grown-ups are only allowed in if you are there with
your child. I'm just saying it's so much fun.
It's 3 to 12. Oh, I can tell you the fabulous mother that sat with us, her boys had zero interest in doing it.
She just wanted to go.
I know that they were there for mom. And she her kids up because her kids did not care. And she's like, oh, they don't eat dessert. Like they don't drink apple juice because she kept like giving us all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why did you do this? And she's like, oh, they don't like princesses. And I was like, oh, mom did it for mom, which was great.
Well, I know you again were the award winner in trivia. I was so proud of you when I saw that post come through because you and your medal, you were holding strong onto that one.
Disney quotes trivia. So yeah, you know what's funny?
It's impressive.
Every time
it is impressive.
I tell my family, I'm like, does anyone want to come with me? They're like, nope. And then I won, and I was like, I don't want to win being alone. Like you, like I always feel like I sneer when you're with a group, and then like that solo person raises their hand that they won. Yeah.
Now you're like, that person.
Oh. I was like, just me. I was like, but I'm going to take this medal.
But you had some amazing magical moments as far as customer service that I really want you to talk about, because one of these was so special and it brought tears to my eyes because it was so cute of your son. So
what we were chatting about before is, you know, there are so many other vacations I say that I would love to do, but I will always come back to Disney Cruise Line because of the customer service. And when I get off of sailing, when I'm on the ship, I'm reminded that like, this is why I will continuously sail with Disney Cruise Line. Mm-hmm. And it really is because of the customer service. So I had mentioned we were one of the first ones on the ship and we didn't have ideal weather the first few days. I mean, it was fine. It just wasn't sunny. But my son was obsessed with the aquedunk. And he, for whatever reason, decided that he was going to ride it 100 times. So the first day he rode it 30 times. Our at sea day, he rode it 39 times. And then on the very last day he rode it, I can't do the math, whatever it was, the 31 more times mm-hmm. he rode it. But I had realized on the second day that he had formed a special bond with the lifeguard. So I went up to get a video of it because every time he went up, literally, when I tell you my son was the only one on this slide for a solid hour, he was. Like, he was not waiting in
so
line.
Funny.
Nobody else was going on it. So him and this lifeguard, Krish, had their own little special handshake that they did every single time that my son went up and then went down. And so on the last day, and we had run into Krish like when we were getting off the ship for an excursion, we saw him or something else. So my son would always check in and say hello. So like he knew where he was in the status to getting to 100 rides. So he was there when my son came out of the slide for his 100th ride. They did their little handshake. But then I found out that he had actually switched his post with another cast member so that he could be there. For all
that
of his
just makes it even sweeter.
Oh, isn't that so nice? But
yes.
That's what I mean. Like I feel like you don't find that on other cruise lines. You don't get that personal mm-hmm. attention. And I mean, like he knew him, they were friendly. They were, I mean, my son was telling me like all these different things about him. So like they were having conversations and it was just really nice. But, you know, our stateroom hosts, we always talk about the rotational dining. What's great about Disney Cruise Line is that your wait staff will be with you throughout the entire mm-hmm. sailing. And so we would sit down and they immediately had our drink orders ready. And they knew that my daughter was getting a chocolate shake every night, though they would wait to make sure we would say yes, because that is like an additional like nominal fee. So they would always wait till we say yes and then they put it down. But he always knew that I couldn't get iced tea throughout the day. So they would always give me two to-go cups with iced tea. Like at the end of every dinner, they would come out with two like iced tea to-go cups. And then my niece was obsessed with towel folding. And so she told our stateroom host that she went to the towel folding class. And then he taught her how to make like a few more towel animals. So like, that's what I mean when I talk about like the customer service. You know, for us, it's not just about seeing Mickey and Minnie and doing the mm-hmm. activities and the sports. We really love how we feel and how we're treated when we're on board the ship. And so I feel like that's why, like, you know, we just spoke. You know, we talked with Jeff about his Icon of the Sea sailing, and as amazing mm-hmm. as that ship sounds, now that I just got off the Magic, I can't think of booking with anyone else other than Disney.
Right?
So it's hard. But, and you know, the other thing that I'll say too is like, if you can get the itineraries with the smaller ships, our family loves the smaller ships. And, you know, we were in a Facebook group with everybody that we were sailing with, and that's like, that really seemed to be the consensus. Mm-hmm. You know, I know every ship is going bigger and bolder, but for us, the intimate experience, I mean, we had the Pirate Night at Sea, and all throughout the day, the characters were just wandering around in their pirate garb. Like, we ran into Captain Hook and Smee before we got off the ship, and the line for them had to be at least like a half an hour, 45 minutes long before dinner. And we didn't need that because we saw them on the ship just hanging out, and the kids were hanging out with them and taking pictures and chatting with them about walking the plank.
Well, I'm excited because We're doing the Dream, which I have done, but my family hasn't done. And then I booked a very last minute one with my best friend out in San Diego to do the Wonder. And then my hubby and I are doing the Magic, of course, in July. So I'm excited to do the smaller ships. And I'm so excited for the Rapunzel dining. Like, I can't even stand it.
It was so nice. And like, keep in mind, the show is Tangled. So you have like the Tangled show. You know, it just depends on what night it falls on your sailing. So we had the Tangled show and then we had the Tangled dining the next night. So that was really nice. But the show was great too.
Yeah.
So I will say, if you're Rapunzel fans, there's a lot. We got our picture taken with the lantern. Like, if you're in Disney World, that it's line is horrible. So long.
Yes.
Yeah.
We literally just walked up and got the picture with the lantern.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So lots of for Rapunzel fans, Tangled fans. Mm-hmm. Lots of small touches throughout the cruise.
I love hearing about the smaller ships. I'm back on the Dream in 48 days or something like that. So
yeah, Bridget and I are missing each other by like a matter of days. I was so excited when I saw her post. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, are we on the mm-hmm. same boat and didn't know it? No.
No, I'm going out of Fort Lauderdale though. So I'm excited to experience that port.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a really cool port. I'm excited for that too.
But I love the Dream too. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever ship I'm on, I say I love it. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for recapping your most recent Disney Cruise Line vacation with your family. And thank you all so much for listening. We hope that we've inspired you to book a Disney Cruise Line sailing. As always, reach out to the Dream Designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel if you are ready to plan an upcoming adventure to Disney or beyond. They have the tips and insider secrets to enhance your vacation experience. You can learn more at mymickeyvacation.com. Thank you for joining us and see you real soon.